Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bart, it's important to celebrate certain eras in a organization. It really is. Because I will just say this, and you can dump me, but...
No, I'll keep you for a minute.
The late
Shea
70s...
Shea told me you've been like, waiting to talk to me about the 82 Brewers.
The late 70s and early 80s era Brewers is the reason they're still here. It is. Guys, it is. It is something. It's not just to celebrate that one trip to the World Series.
Then that needs to be changed.
It's to celebrate the players. It's to celebrate the era. The late 70s.
Well, then let's do an alumni weekend.
If the playoffs were constructed as they are right now, back in the late 70s and early 80s, they'd be a freight train. They probably would have won a World Series in that run.
So, okay, with this 1982 thing, It does seem tacky. And McKelvey had a tweet that he thinks it takes away from the current team. That's why fans are upset about it. I'm not upset about that. I'm upset that we are celebrating a team that blew a World Series lead.
Well, then don't bring these guys back to celebrate Prince Fielder on the Walk of Honor, or Ryan Braun, or Jonathan Lucroy.
No. So I understand that this 82 team in that era had a lot of connections where they'd go in the parking lots afterward and chug beers with the fans. And so what I liked about this weekend was when you had the opportunity to go and they do that like tap thing where it's like Brewers on tap and like Cecil Cooper's serving you a beer and you can talk to him a little bit. That's great. These little things where it's like Bob Uecker does a round table with four Brewers at the Third Street Market Hall that nobody knows is open. We've done that 1,000 times. The on-field celebration, where we see Audrey Keene for the 90th time. We've done all this 1,000 times.
Yes, and I want to do it again because that's being a fan. Bart, I've said it before.
So
I'll
if you want to do an alumni
there's no
weekend,
there's no better.
If you're going to celebrate a team, you got to have a team that won a World Series before you treat them like they are a dynasty.
There's no better way than to not be a fan of a team you love than to get into broadcasting. Because that is going to take away every ounce of love and being a fan of that team in you. And we're seeing it play out time and time again. It's okay to be a damn fan. Once you get into the analysis of it in this
you're talking to me about this?
Sports talk radio, it just takes away your being a fan. You're afraid to be a fan anymore.
I'm afraid
sometimes.
To be a fan. I'm so pissed about this team, I want to throw apples on the field.
I know that.
If anything, it's made me more of a fan.
But let's not discount that's cool. That era for me is super
cool. That's why I'm different around here. Because you got all these other people that think they're journalists, Big J journalism. Well, Jason Wilde's not a fan. Steve Zabin, he loves our teams because he gets a hefty check for them. I love these teams because they are me. I love these teams because I am from here.
Well, then that
and
then
this
you
business will never, ever take that out of me.
Then you should embrace when they get together with these Younts and Molitors. That's so cool. That is just as cool. It is. And when they bring back Braun and Lucroy and Fielder and all that's J.J. Hardy and Corey Hart and Giovanni Gallardo and Ben Sheets. That's what these people grew up loving. It depends on your era. Mine happens to be the late 70s, early 80s, and then beyond, obviously. But that to me is the connection that has to stay. It has to remain. There's a connection with the fan base and that organization that I just think is special. It's unique and it's special.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.